So that the church that you have built, we can know it more correctly.
因为这是末世的方舟，得救的教会。
Because this is the ark of the end times, the church that receives salvation.
我们必须要对我们的教会有更正确的认识。
We must have a correct understanding of our church.
这样让我们的信仰，让我们的侍奉能够有更正确的态度。
So that our beliefs have a more correct attitude.
能够得到更多的更美好的果效。
So that we may receive more and better results.
能够荣耀神，能够造就人。
So that we can glorify God and save man.
我们在消聚会之前献上我们的祷告，求你垂听悦纳。
In this way we pray, we hope that you will listen.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神，让我们下午依然预备虔诚的心来聆听他的训诲。
Thank God that for this afternoon, God has prepared our hearts to receive His word.
那根据我们的往例我们的安息日下午我们要分享的是基督徒的生活。
So in this afternoon, we will study the Christian life.
我们知道基督徒的生活除了我们在教会以外我们个人的生活还包含教会的群体生活。
The Christian life includes our life outside of church and within the whole congregation as well.
所以我们应当要对教会要有一个正确的认识。
So we need a correct understanding of the church.
到底什么是教会？
Exactly what is the church?
照圣经原文，教会是一群蒙选召被分别出来的人。
A church is supposed to be a chosen people who are gathered together.
我们有很多慕道朋友也好，或者是弟兄姐妹，对教会不是很有很正确的认识。
We have some truth seekers and even members who do not have a correct understanding.
这会影响到我们对这位神的侍奉。
This will affect the God that we worship.
影响到我们侍奉的动机、侍奉的精神。
As well as the things that we worship and the attention we put in.
让我们所得到的也不一样。
And what we receive is different.
比如说有人把教会当成是这个帝国主义侵略的产物不知道你怎么办过去。很多中国人不能接受耶稣的原因。
Previously, many Chinese people could not accept Jesus.
因为认为耶稣是坐着洋枪洋炮到中国去的，坐着大炮、坐着枪、坐着子弹过去的等于说这个基督教只不过是替这些外国人作为侵略的工具而已。
They felt that Christianity was a weapon being used by foreigners to invade their country.
那教会就是这些人这个集合的一个地方。
And the church is where they gathered.
那也有人刚好相反。
And some people were the complete opposite.
他认为教会是这个得到好处、得到帮助的一个地方。
They felt that church was where they could receive blessing and help.
只不过这个好处都只限于这个世界上的。
But all the blessings that they received were of this world.
因为很多的教会在早期在宣道的时候他会发一些救济品。
Because many of the early churches would give out money.
钱奶油面粉
Money, food, physical things.
或者是衣服
Clothing.
所以有些人认为教会就是发救济品的这个慈善机构。
So some people felt that church was a place to receive charity.
那也有人认为教会是移民的跳板。
And others felt that church was a stepping stone.
所以很多从这个大陆来的或从其他地方来的这些人他到了美国来他就一定会来找教会。
So people who came from China, once they got to America, they would look for church.
然后要教会啊，赶快开证明啊，我就是你们的信徒啊。
Once they came to church, they asked for verification that they were members.
对于他的移民申请身份会有一些帮助。
And this would help their immigration status and get them citizenship.
那也有人把教会当成是公司啊。
And other people use church as their office.
在教会里头，他这个所推销的就是产品就是这个福音呐。
Within the church, the gospel.
以及福音相关的产品。
And gospel-related items.
比如说这个卖一些书籍、录影带。
Such as books and tapes.
那甚至还有人经营，比如说旅馆。
Or hotels.
教授一些才艺啊。
And some teaching materials.
甚至办一些企业。
Or some activities.
医院啊，或者是安老机构。
Hospitals.
那也有人认为教会是这个开封府政府机关。
Or some people use it as a government agency.
那这个教会领袖就好像皇帝一样。
And so it's like the emperor here.
那教会的这些领导者就好像政府的官员发号施令。
And the service leaders are like government officials.
他的信徒就是要听他们的命令。
And the members are obligated to listen to their commands.
扩展他的教室。
And come into their classroom.
到底教会是什么？
And so what is church?
以上所说的这些都不是教会。
All the above mentions are not church.
那对教会的错误的定位、错误的看法。
So these are the wrong ways to look at it.
不但造成我们的侍奉没有果效。
And that means that our services will not have the correct effect.
也扭曲了我们的信仰。
And it will negatively impact our faith.
甚至让主耶稣来到世上这个拯救的救恩遭受到这个误解。
And it will affect the salvation that Jesus came to this earth.
所以有很多人他们就不喜欢教会。
So many people do not like a church.
当然也包含已经信耶稣的基督徒。
And this includes people who already believe.
所以他们认为说，既然在圣经里头主耶稣都有讲过，只要你们两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在我们里面。Jesus
has said, as long as two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them.
那我们不要教会。So
we don't need a church.
我们只要弟兄姐妹在一起聚会团契就好了。
Maybe we can just have some brothers and sisters have fellowship together.
到底这种观念对不对？
Is that a correct attitude?
这些不亲近教会的基督徒，
The members who are not close to church.
他们对教会的观念到底是不是正确？
What is their correct attitude towards church?
这个也值得我们去思考。
This is worthy of us to study.
这下午小弟想跟我们弟兄姐妹来分享。
I'd like to share with you.
到底我们对教会应当有怎么样正确的观念？
What is the correct attitude we should have towards church?
首先我们就来谈谈刚刚所提的。
So let us mention first.
如果我们几个弟兄姐妹在一起聚会。
If several brothers and sisters gather together,
我们一起团契就好,
and we have fellowship together,
那就不需要有教会啊,
then we don't actually need a church.
这样子的观念正不正确?
Is this kind of attitude correct?
我们先来谈这个问题。
Let's just explore this problem.
有些人会问说, 为什么教会不能像团契啊?
Some might ask, why cannot church be just like a fellowship?
为什么不把团契当作教会就好?
Why can't we take fellowship to be a church?
那不是神很多问题吗?
Wouldn't that save a lot of problems?
我们也不需要去买个会堂啊。
We don't have to buy a chapel.
我们就轮流在大家的家里聚会就好啊。
We can take turns having service at people's houses.
这样省钱又省事嘛。
So it saves money and saves time.
反正主耶稣也在我们中间嘛。
And Jesus is among us.
那不是很好吗?
So isn't that very good?
我们来看看 这是不是神在圣经里头的教导跟观念？
So let us see if this is how God has taught us in the Bible.
到底神的旨意是建立教会还是建立团契？
What is God's will? Is it to build a church or to build fellowship?
当然团契比较单纯。
Fellowship is more simplistic.
但是我们想想看， 在团契里头当中所包含的成员， 他们的年龄， 他们的学识， 都是相近的人比较多。
But let us think that within a fellowship, people are very similar to one another.
比如说家庭团契一定是有家庭的跟有家庭的在一起。
For example, within family fellowship, it would have to be people who are within families.
学生团契就是学生在一起。
And student fellowships would consist of students.
在台湾还有这个公教人员团契，就是公务员。 政府的这些上班的人啊，
In Taiwan, there's even a fellowship of government workers.
还有一个叫彼得团契，都是一些捕鱼的。
And there's a Peter fellowship, which is consists of fishermen.
还有一个叫轮胎团契，就是这些开卡车司机的。
And there's also a tire fellowship that consists of drivers.
都是依照他们的职业，或者是年龄，或者是他们工作性质的不一样来做区分。
These are grouped according to age, profession, and various other categories.
在这些团契当中，不包括各种等级，或者是各种职业。
These kinds of fellowships lack diversity.
但是教会就不一样。
But church is different.
教会的成员必须包含不同年龄、不同的职业。
Church must include people of different careers and different ages.
曾经小弟在 这个有在一个地方看到以团契来作为他们的教会。
One time I witnessed a church that used their fellowship as the basis of their church.
这个不是我们的教会，这个是一个外教会。
This was not our church, it was another church.
他的名字也用这个基督徒某某团契为名。
They also used Christ's name as the church name.
甚至用 某某什么聚会处，而不是教会。
And as opposed to church, they called it a gathering.
他们的主张说教会是人发明的。
And they said that church is created by man.
这个圣经并没有说基督教。
The Bible never stated Christ's church.
圣经就只有说基督徒。
It just said Christians.
所以只要是基督徒，通通集合在一起，这样聚会就够了。
As long as Christians are gathering together, that's good enough.
不需要成立什么教会。
We don't need to build a church.
但是我们看圣经。
But we should look at the Bible.
圣经是以教会为基督的身体。
The Bible says that the church is the body of Christ.
而不是以团契来作为基督的身体的。
It is not the fellowship that it is the body of Christ.
因为身体必须包含各种的肢体。
Because the body consists of many different parts.
但是身体上的肢体，并不等于它就是 这个身体的本体。
But the different parts do not consist of the body.
基督徒的生命受操练被建立。
A Christian life endures many trials to become stronger.
不单凭着听到，凭着查考圣经而长进而成熟。
Through Bible study and through studying, listening to sermons and growth.
我们更需要各种不同的肢体互相来搭配。
We also need different parts to be compatible with one another.
来学习彼此的相爱。
So that we can learn to love one another.
学习善意的劝告。
And we can learn to follow commands.
还有接受善意的劝告。
And accept polite criticism.
这样我们的生命才能够真正的长大成熟。
So that our lives can mature and grow.
而教会，也就是基督的身体，才能够真正的增长。
So that God's the body of Christ can grow.
能够在爱中建立自己。
So that within love we can build up ourselves.
基督长成的生命。
So that we have the Christian growth.
我们来看以弗所书的第4章16节。
Let's turn to Ephesians 4:16.
以弗所书第4章16节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16.
16节，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。所以这里跟我们讲说， 基督的教会，基督的身体啊，是肢体互相搭配的。
This tells us that the body of Christ consists of different parts that have been knitted together.
而不是啊，通通同样的肢体。
It's not all of the same part.
也不是啊，只是个小群体。
And it's not just one small part.
不同的团契搭配。
It's many different parts that come together.
啊，才能够成为基督的肢体。
And only then can they create the body of Christ.
才能够在爱中彼此互相建立。
So that within love they can build.
啊。在侍奉的过程当中
，in serving the course of serving God，、
有一个啊，这个姐妹啊，啊，她很会做菜。
There is a sister that cooks very well.
因为啊，她的职业就是厨师。
Because she is a chef.、
侍奉了啊一段时间之后、她发觉说安息日啊，愿意出来炊事的人越来越少了。
In the course of her serving, she realized fewer and fewer people were coming out to serve on Sabbath.
所以她做得很辛苦。
So she worked tirelessly.
而且呀、她也没有办法说、每次安息日啊，甚至每次有人来访问的时候，都能够出来炊事。
So she was unable to take care of everything every Sabbath.
问题啊，出在说为什么没有人愿意出来炊事
？Now how come no one was willing to help?
那些人不爱主吗
？Did these people not love God?
那么不但爱主，也很喜欢煮菜的主哈。
And not only do they love God, do they like to cook?
但为什么不出来呢?
So why didn't they come out?
问题出在说没有办法跟这一位大厨师来搭配。
And it was because they were unable to coordinate with this chef.
因为这位大厨师他很会煮菜。
Because she was very good at cooking.
他往往能够用很少的钱、煮出这种超水准的菜。
Because she was able to use very little money to cook very good dishes.
因为这样子啊没有人敢出来煮菜。
And so because of that, other people were afraid to come out and cook.
因为在其他的弟兄姐妹啊，他们要用更多的钱，而且煮出来不一定能够比他好。
Because other brothers and sisters needed more money, and they would not have cooked as well as she did.
你说啊，这个厨师的姐妹她错了吗
？So was this sister wrong?
她没有错。
She was not wrong.
她爱主，说她尽心尽力做。
She loved God, so she did her work as best as she could.
你说她没有错吗
？So was she totally not wrong?
她也错了。
But she was wrong.
因为她只顾自己，没有顾到其他同工。
She thought only of herself, but not her the others.
而后来，她知道问题出在哪里啊，她也做了调整跟改进。
So later she knew what she had done wrong, and she adjusted.
啊，她。尽量做简单的菜肴。
So she tried to make simple dishes.
啊，当然她也必须要承受啊接踵而来的压力啊。
And there were many different pressures.
跟批评啊。
And criticisms.
啊，原来啊，大厨师煮的菜也不过这样子而已嘛。
And because people said, "Oh, her dishes were only so good anyway."
啊，这样我也敢出来煮啊。
Oh, but now that they're like this, I can come out and cook too.
虽然刚开始听起来不太高兴。
So at first she was rather upset.
嘿，但是啊，出来帮忙的人。就多了
But now there were more people willing to help.
哎，她也轻松了
And then so she had less work.
而且教会也长进了
And so the church grew.
所以有时候我们会在侍奉当中学习成长
Sometimes we learn to grow while serving God.
所以我们必须要有一个团体，不同的人，不同的肢体互相来搭配
So we need a fellowship with different kinds of people to be compatible.
这个就是教会
And that is a church.
所以我们对教会要有正确的这个看法
So we need a correct perspective at church.
跟观念啊。
The correct attitude.
再来啊，有时候啊，我们会有一个强烈的观念。
Sometimes we have very strong thoughts.
我们会觉得说，我们都是基督徒。
We feel that we are all Christians.
我们已经蒙了主耶稣的宝血所救赎。
We have already been saved in Christ's precious blood.
我们成了他的肢体了。
And we've already become a part of him.
无论在什么地方，我们都是他的肢体。
So no matter what, we are part of his body.
所以啊，在啊这个。在不在啊？教会这个组织里面呢、并不是很重要了。
So whether or not we are actually in church is not that important.
所以重要的是啊，我们是不是已经进入耶稣基督这个无形超组织的身体里面
？So just the important part is have we already entered this body of Christ？
成为他属灵身体的一部分。
To be a part of his spiritual body.
这个才重要。
And that's the only thing that's important.
所以啊。当负责人、有时候邀请说啊某某弟兄某某姐妹啊你来负责什么好不好啊
So if the coordinator delegates any kind of responsibility to you,
啊，你不要挂我的名字。
You say no, don't pick me. I don't want it.
我不希望啊，这个加入任何的哈，这个在组织里面。
I don't want to be involved in anything.
我是属于耶稣的。
I'm already a part of God.
我不属于组织的。
But I'm not a part of this activity.
他把教会当成一个有形的组织。
He does not want to be a part of this organization.
把它当成是看得到的这个组织，而不是这个看不见的耶稣的肢体。
And treating it as an organization rather than body of Christ.
相信这种不太正确的这种观念多多少少在我们弟兄姐妹这个心里头也许会有这么样同感。
These incorrect attitudes may infiltrate our minds.
那到底圣经是不是这样写？
So did the Bible actually say this?
只要我们都是基督徒，都在耶稣基督的这个肢体里这个身体里面荣耀的身体里头所以我们就不需要这个加入教会这个有形的团体
So as long as we are already in the body of Christ, we don't really need to involve ourselves in the church.
所以我也不要属于哪个这个侍奉。属于哪个侍奉，属于哪一个团契
I don't want to help serve. I don't want to be a part of this fellowship.
我不要参加任何的组织。
I don't want to attend any kind of organization.
我们来看圣经是不是这样的观念。
Let us see what the Bible has to say.
在圣经里头的民数记第一章第二章。
In Numbers chapter 1 and 2.
它里面记载着以色列人如何围绕着会幕来做中心东西南北各按他们营队来安营。
It talks about how the Israelites wandered and
围着会幕各按他们的这个次序来安营在会幕的周围安营会幕
When they were surrounding the tabernacle.
Yeah. 比如说在北边
For example, on the north side.
外层是但族亚瑟但支派亚瑟支派跟拿弗他利支派。
There were several tribes outside on the north side.
那东边、南边、西边是其他的支派
And on the east, south, and west, there are also other tribes.
在里面那一层就是利未的支派。
And then in the inner layer, there were Levites.
那利未支派又分几个族
And the Levites were separated into
other tribes. 米拉利、格顺还有哥辖，分别在不同的地方。
And they were all in different places.
那在这个会幕的门口就是摩西与亚伦以及亚伦的儿子们。
And in the at the door of the tabernacle was Moses, Aaron, and their children.
这个次序是规定的， this, 不能够乱改变的。
This order could not be changed.
那整个这个以色列的百姓要安营，要这个拔营通通有一定的次序。
And so every proceeding had its pattern and order.
他们的工作。他们的职责都有固定。
Their work and responsibility had been set.
我们想想看，这些以色列人，他们一出生就是以色列人
And these Israelites.
他们一出生就是神的选民
And they were the chosen ones of God.
但是他们在出埃及走旷野路的时候
，But as they were wandering the wilderness out of Egypt.
他们不能够说我想要。走哪边就走哪边
They were not able to just walk whatever way they wished.
要照规定，要分队安营
They had to go according to their tribes.
要组织成军队的模式
And in army formation.
按照神的引导往前走
According to God's guidance, walk forward.
就是神用云柱、火柱来引导他们。
And God guided them.
所以他们不是乌合之众，他们是精兵
So they were like an army.
是有纪有秩序有纪律的。
There was an order and a pattern.
所以要做以色列人。
So in order to be Israelites.
很简单, 一出生就是以色列人,
it's very simple. Once you leave, you're Israelites.
但是要进入迦南地的话,
but in order to enter the land of Canaan,
要得神所赏赐的基业的话,
to receive the blessing of God,
他们就必须要成为神的军队,
they have to become God's army.
必须要加入这个队伍当中,
they have to join this army.
要接受整编, 要接受训练,
they have to accept this training.
啊, 所以同样的道理,
so in the same way,
身为基督徒,
in order to become Christian,
能够列名在天上的永生名册里头,
so that we can be in the book of life,
固然是最重要的,
this is most important.
但证编并不代表啊, 我们就不必要, 啊, 列名在, 他在, 啊, 这个地面上所建立的肢体, 这个身体, 教会当中啊,
but this does not mean we do not need to be in the church.
我们不仅按生命做神的儿女,
We still need to be his sons and daughters.
也应当按着在地面上看得到的教会做基督的精兵。
And we also need to be Christian soldiers within the church that we can see.
要负起共同的使命。
And we must work for a common goal.
啊, 完成神的旨意啊。
To complete God's will.
哦, 所以以色列人他们出生, 啊, 就是以色列人, 就是选民。
So the Israelites were the chosen nation.
就好像我们今天受洗归入, 基督, 我们都是神的儿女。
It's like when we are baptized today, we are the chosen children.
但以色列人他要到迦南地得到神的基业, 他必须要成为神的军队啊。
So when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they were called to be the army of God.
哦, 才能够得到产业。
So that they could receive their
blessing. 同样的, 今天我们受洗归入基督之后, 我们也要加入到, 啊, 神的末世方舟, 进到神的教会里头来啊。
In the same way, after we are baptized, we can enter the ark and become a part of God.
才能够接受, 啊, 得到了将来永生天国的产业,
so that we can receive the eternal life in heaven.
这样很明显地告诉我们,
so this obviously tells us,
今天我们不单要受洗归入基督, 成为基督徒,
not only should we be baptized so that we can be a part of God,
更应当要进到教会里面,
we have to enter the church,
我们才能够得救,
so that we can receive salvation.
哦, 所以, 那一些主张不需要教会的人, 他们就错了。
So those who feel they do not need church, they are wrong.
或许又有人会说啊, 在教会里头啊, 但以理和他的三个朋友,
or some people may recall Daniel and his three friends.
他们啊, 当然不能算作是教会啊。
They were not a church.
他们可以说是最早的团契吧。
They were perhaps the earliest fellowship.
但我们看, 啊, 在这个但以理书里面, 哦, 有一次啊, 巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒, 他做了一个很奇怪的梦。
One time the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar had a very strange dream.
哦, 他梦到一个金像。
He had a dream of a golden calf.
但是他把他自己的梦也忘记了。
But then he forgot his dream.
到底是真的忘记还是假的忘记?
So did he really forget or he was pretending?
哦, 在历史上有很多揣测。
In history there are a lot of interpretations.
但是他下命令啊, 要人家帮他解梦。
But he sent the command that someone has to remember his dream.
要解那个已经忘记的梦。
Someone has to recall his forgotten dream.
那怎么解呢?
And how can they do that?
啊, 尼布甲尼撒不管了。
And Nebuchadnezzar did not care.
如果你们不能解我的梦啊, 我要你们干什么? 所以他下命令啊, 要杀掉所有的术士、哲士啊。
They said that he wanted someone to remember and explain his forgotten dream. And 啊,
当然但尼里跟他三个朋友也被列在这当中啊。
And so Daniel and his three friends were victims.
啊, 他们后来, 啊, 却同心为这一件事情向神祈求。
And so together with one heart, they prayed for this matter.
结果神, 啊, 这个但以理啊, 蒙神啊, 的启示啊, 他能够啊, 解王的梦。
And so with God's help and with their prayers, they were able to explain the dream.
哦, 是因为这个团契, 同心的祷告。
Because this fellowship prayed it with one heart.
这里啊, 啊, 告诉我们神, 他, 奥秘的旨意。
This tells us God's ultimate will.
也证明了但以理跟他三个朋友跟其他巴比伦里头那些侍奉假神的术士是不同的。
And it shows that Daniel and his friends were different from those who worshipped false gods.
后来但以理跟他的同伴能够在当时的巴比伦那个邪恶的环境抵抗各种的试探引诱。
And then Daniel and his friends were able to avoid temptation in the sinful Babylon.
能够不同流合污, 能够为主发光。
They could live differently and shine the light for God.
这个小小的团契, 同心祷告的经历啊, 是最重要的基础。
The small fellowship with their strong heart and spirit for prayer is very important to note.
所以我们也看出说，在没有教会的地方啊，团契真的能发生很大的功用。
So we see that in a place without church, fellowship can have a great effect.
我们啊，真耶稣教会啊，就是这样子。
And our true Jesus Church is like this.
我们很多弟兄姐妹啊，来到国外啊，无论是就业或者就学啊。
Many of our brothers and sisters who go abroad.
哦，不一定他所去的地方啊，他所就业或就学的地方就有教会。
And sometimes they wherever they go, there is not a church.
哦，所以他们就用团契的方式来聚会来敬拜。
So they seek a fellowship to worship.
哦，那渐渐的，哎，他们呐，人数就多了。
And in this way, their number slowly increases.
哦，但他们并不是啊，光是永远停留在团契的这个啊聚会的形式而已。
They are not looking to stay in a fellowship forever.
他们后来买会堂，成立教会。
They buy a chapel and eventually become a church.
哦，所以团契不是教会。
So a fellowship is not a church.
团契是在教会形成之前的过渡期。
The fellowship is the first stage of building a church.
哦，同样的，但以理啊，他并不以他在外邦巴比伦国啊的这个团契就满足了。
So Daniel was not satisfied with having this fellowship established in Babylon.
哦，在但以理书的第九章里头啊。
In Daniel chapter 9.
他读到先知耶利米的预言啊。
He read the works of Jeremiah, prophet.
以色列他们被掳七十年的期限已经到了。
And Israel was being cursed by the 70 weeks prophecy.
他马上大发热心啊。
And so he had a big heart.
大受感动啊。
And he was greatly touched.
他披麻蒙灰向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
祷告什么？
And what did he pray for?
希望能够重建圣殿。
He prayed for the rebuilding of the temple.
可见他的心是向着耶路撒冷，向着圣殿。
So that his heart was towards Jerusalem and towards the temple.
也就是旧约选民他们侍奉的中心，他们的教会。
And it is the Old Testament center for their place of worship.
这是旧约当中啊，让我们看到团契与圣殿所象征的这个隐藏的教会之间的关系啊。
So we can see how the fellowship's long-term goal was to develop the church.
再来，我们来看主耶稣在新约说的。
And we see what Jesus said in the New Testament.
马太福音的十八章十九节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 to 20.
那边耶稣说啊，我又告诉你们。
There Jesus says, I tell you again.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么？
If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask,
我在天上的父必为他们成全。
It will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
因为无论在哪里，
For where two or three are gathered together in my name,
有两三个人奉我的名聚会，在啊那里就有我在他们中间。
I am there in the midst of them.
在团契中啊，很多人喜欢用这两句经节啊。
In fellowships, many like to quote these two verses.
只要两三个人在一起，就有神同在了。
As long as two or three people are gathered, God is there.
那我们干嘛要教会？
So why do we need a church?
也就是说，是不是说啊，只要有两三个人在一起，就等于是教会？
So does that mean as long as you have two or three people, you have a church?
如果真的是这样的话，
If such is the case,
那我们就不需要进到教会了。
Then we don't need to enter the church.
啊，到底耶稣的意思是不是这样？
So is that what Jesus was saying?
啊，不是的啦。
No, that is not.
啊，如果啊，我们仔细去看那两节经节的上文呐、啊、
，If we study the previous verses,
十五节到十八节那边
，15 to 18，
那边另外谈到说，若有你的弟兄得罪你
，It says if your brother sins against you，、哦、
谈到说要怎么样啊去处理人家的得罪的问题。
It talks about how to handle such matters.
后面主耶稣说、啊、若是他们不听你们，就告诉教会。
Jesus says, if he refuses to listen, then go to the church.
若是不听教会，
if he refuses to listen to the church,
你们就看他和外邦人跟税吏一样。
Then see him as a heathen and a tax collector.
十九节跟二十节是连在这一段后面的。
Verses 19 and 20 are connected to this.
所以这里所指的这两三个人，
So, the two or three that is referring to this,
是指着教会的，教会当中的两三个人。
It's talking about two or three of the church's members.
也就是说，两三个人在一起啊， And it means, 并不就等于教会,
but just because two or three, there are two or three people does not mean they consist of a church.
如果是的话, 那为什么被得罪的人还要加上两个见证人呢?
If such is the case, then why do you need two witnesses for those that are sinned against?
他已经,如果说已经是能够当成教会的话, 那主耶稣为什么说,如果不听这些人的劝告,就去告诉教会?
Because if two or three is enough to be a church, then why would Jesus say, if the sinner refuses to hear them, tell it to the church?
所以让我们看出说,两三个人不等于教会。
So we know that two or three does not constitute a church.
这只不过告诉我们,说有两三个人同心祷告,就有神的同在。
That means that if two or three people are praying in the same accord, God's presence is there.
就有神的帮助,
and God's help.
所以我们成了神的儿女,
so we become God's children.
成了主身上的肢体,
and we become a part of His body.
这是圣灵, 的无形的工作,
this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是人的工作,
this is not the work of man.
也不是组织的工作,
and it is not the organization work.
圣灵使我们重生,
Holy Spirit is our rebirth.
我们, 因着得到圣灵的喜,
and we can receive its happiness.
成为基督身上的肢体,
so that we can become Christians.
但是教会它又是基督的身体,
but the church is the body of Christ.
是否, 因着这样子, 我们就不必有看得见的这个教会的组织,
so in this way, you don't need the foresee the organization.
我们强调身体的教会,
we emphasize the body of Christ of the church.
包含了所有地方的教会,
which consists of the churches and all over the place.
所有地方的信徒,
and the churches from all over the world.
当然也包含过去已经离世的信徒,
and the members that have passed away.
组织不是生命,
and the organization is not life.
身体要有生命的话,
if a body is to have life,
当然也需要有组织,
then it needs an organization.
我们身体不可能光有生命,没有器官啊。
We can't only have the body but not any organs.
所以我们看出身体要有生命,必须要有组织。
So the body must have life and it must have...
而且要密切地配合工作。
And they have to work very closely with one another.
不容许有任何的器官不合作,不配合。
We cannot have them not cooperate or get along.
所以我们加入教会这个属灵生命的组织里头。
So if you add the spiritual body,
才能够密切的搭配,
so that everything can work together,
一同来侍奉主,
so they can serve God in one accord,
在当中啊, 实际上得到建造跟长进,
and in this way it can be better growed.
所以我们从以上, 从主耶稣所说的, 让我们看出今天我们不但受洗归入耶稣基督, 也要参加他的教会。
So not only do we have to be baptized to be a part of God, we must also come to His church. We must enter the ark of the end time so that we can receive salvation.
在这个教会, 在这个组织当中, 彼此服侍学习,
within this organization, we must learn to serve and study,
才能真正得到灵命的长进,
so that we can truly receive growth.
所以如果过去我们对于教会对于圣公上我们有这个错看的话,
so if within the past we have had an incorrect perspective,
我们应该要赶快的修正,
we must quickly correct it.
如果我们过去认为说我只要我们自己读圣经祷告不一定要到教会去,
if we thought that we could just read the Bible on our own, we didn't have to go to church.
我们从刚刚的分享当中也知道这是不对的。
We know from what we've been talking about that this is not correct.
耶稣的肢体, 有不同的器官。
Jesus' body has many different parts.
我们要加入这个器官,
we must be one of them,
才能够得到生命,
so that we can receive life.
离开了就没有生命,
and once we leave, we do not have life.
就像耶稣讲的, 这个真葡萄树的比喻一样,
it's like the parable of the true vine.
要连接在他身上呢, 才能够得到生命。
Only if we are connected to him do we have life.
离开他的, 就不能做什么。
Once we have left him, we can do nothing.
所以我们求神让我们对于 教会有更正确的看法。
So we ask God to give us a more correct understanding on church.
然后啊，也求神帮助我们在教会里头侍奉、学习的人有正确的看法。
We ask Him to give us a correct understanding of serving in the church.
是互为肢体。
And to be a part of the body.
元首是耶稣基督啊。
It's to be back to Jesus. The head is Jesus.
不是你，也不是我。
It is not one of you or me.
在教会当负责人、当传道、长职也好。
It is good to be a coordinator, pastor, or elder.
哦，不是在当官。
But you're not an authority.
啊，是在当仆人，在做服事的。
You're acting as a servant who serves.
所以，我们啊是互相搭配。
So we complement one another.
哦，不是互相挟制。
We do not contradict one another. 啊，
不是。谁命令谁，谁听谁的。
We do not order one another or listen to one another.
当然，教会要有领导者。
Of course, there must be a leader.
这个领导者是来发挥，借由他所领受的恩赐啊，来发挥，来造就其他弟兄姐妹，来帮助的。
The leader is one who seeks to help all the brothers and sisters.
而不是来命令、来控制的。
Not one who controls or commands.
如果我们能够对教会对这个属灵的生命体有更正确的看法。
If we can have a more correct understanding on this,
那我们在当中服事学习也会正确。
Then when we study and when we learn, we will have a more correct attitude.
不会偏差。
We will not be biased.
总之啊，一个家庭的成员是生在这个家庭的。
When a family is born in one place,
是生入而不是加入。
You're born in one place, not added.
但是团体组织却是要按手续加入的。
But within a fellowship, members are added.
就好像说，你的父亲啊是共和党员，或者是国会议员，或者是狮子会的成员。
Like if your father is a member of one political party.
你不能够因为你父亲是这些成员你出生自然就也是他们的成员。
Just because he is a part of some party, it does not mean that once you are born, you are also part of the same one.
你还是要加入啊。
You also have to be added in as a member.
才能够成为他们的会员啊。
So that you can be a member.
同样的道理啊。
In the same way.
今天呢，我们是得救重生而生在这个神的家里头。
Today we have been reborn, and that is why we have been reborn into this church.
我们也要按照规矩，按照手续来加入神的教会里头。
So we have to follow a particular proceeding in order to be added into this church.
脚踏实地的学习在生命上的磨练。
So that we can study and learn.
来祈求恩赐上的长进。
So that we can learn to have the growth of grace.
没有人能够降低圣经的标准的啦。
No one can lower the standards of the Bible.
把这个教会带到世俗的潮流里面。
To take this church into something lower.
也没有人能够这个挑剔别人的不是制造这个权威的优势。
No one can assume absolute authority.
我们只应该互相的劝勉，善意的来这个遮掩彼此的这个过错。
We can only help to work with one another to correct things.
把教会的根基建立在真理上面。
So that we can build this church on truth.
因为教会就是真理的根基啊。
Because church is the root of truth.
求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们对于我们的教会有正确的看法。
So that we have the correct understanding of our church.
不再错看。
So that we do not have incorrect perspectives.
对于耶稣基督的肢体。
So that for Jesus' body.
也就是我们弟兄姐妹们。
Is the brothers and sisters.
能够有更正确的了解。
That we have a better understanding.
能够互相搭配，互相帮补。
So that we can complement one another and help one another.
让我们的教会能够在爱中，在基督的爱中，在你我大家的爱里面能够成长。
So that our church can grow in love with one another.